Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
External investigation into two deaths of inmates in sheriff's office custody complete. No charges will be filed. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. The Campbell County Sheriff's Office received the final report from the Weston and Johnson County Attorney's Offices following an independent investigation into the two separate deaths of individuals in law enforcement custody. The special prosecutors outside of Campbell County reviewed both cases. Sheriff Scott Matheny announced last week the independent investigations into the deaths of two inmates, Kenneth R. Dura and Dennis L. Green, in Campbell County custody won't lead to criminal charges against any involved deputies. Dura died of a methamphetamine overdose, while Green's death was ruled consistent with a suicide. According to Matheny, although there are no definitive conclusions regarding how Dura managed to overdose on a controlled substance while in custody, the sheriff's office suspects that he smuggled methamphetamine into the booking area where he was detained. According to court records, Green was facing a felony count of aggravated assault and battery, while Dura was being detained on charges of drug possession and being a felon in possession of a firearm. According to Wildfile, the investigations conducted by the Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigation and the Gillette Police Department didn't find grounds for charges. Dura's case took over a year to conclude, while Green's investigation finished in approximately 6 months. Sheriff Matheny believes the delays were attributed to workload and resource constraints. Governor Gordon appreciates BLM's sage-grouse management plan alternative, but says more work is needed. The Bureau of Land Management released the public draft of the Greater Sage-Grouse Multi-State Management Plan and the accompanying environmental impact statement last week. Governor Mark Gordon released a statement about the plan. "This was long awaited, and given Wyoming's leadership on sage-grouse management, I have been concerned about how well the BLM will respect state-led efforts. While more analysis is needed, the first pass shows the BLM picked a preferred alternative that will allow for detailed comments that specifically addresses Wyoming's concerns, including that the preferred alternative does not propose areas of critical environmental concern on top of our state-identified core areas. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department, Wyoming Department of Agriculture, Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality, Wyoming Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, Wyoming's County Commissioners Association, Sage Grouse Implementation Team, and the Governor's Office have worked over the last year and a half to advocate for Wyoming's interests and align the federal policy with Governor Gordon's Sage Grouse Executive Order. Now that the plan is out, there is latitude for comment around the preferred alternative. Wyoming state agencies are now beginning a deep dive into the hundreds of pages and will issue comments, as will the governor's office. Governor Gordon said, "I appreciate the efforts of the Wyoming agencies and counties to provide comments and suggestions to BLM through the cooperative agency process. Our leadership on this matter has shown state-led efforts are effective, as evidenced by Wyoming having more sage-grouse than any other state. Since this plan could have a disproportionate effect on Wyoming citizens and industries, any proposed BLM action that does not align with the core areas established through our state-led process will be closely scrutinized. Wyoming maintains primary management authority of most wildlife, including sage-grouse, and deference should be given to our management process, population assessments, identification of core areas, prudent use of no surface occupancy restrictions in mineral and oil and gas development, and stewardship areas. Comments on the draft environmental impact statement are due in 90 days, and comments are due on the possible areas of critical environmental concern in 60 days. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.